The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
The rise in disposable e-cigarette use among teenagers could get a whole new generation of people addicted to nicotine. This is according to Professor Colin O'Gara from UCD's School of Medicine. Vaping had traditionally been seen as the safer alternative for chronic cigarette smokers, but now posing a risk in its own right. And Tom Gleeson is a trustee of the New Nicotine Alliance of Ireland. He's with us on the programme today. Tom, just on those comments that disposable e-cigarettes could get a whole new generation of people addicted to nicotine, what's your response?
Nonsense. If that was going to happen, it would have already happened. Vapes have been on the market since, 13 years now, and the smoking rates are going down, not up. If people were going to be addicted, they'd be addicted and we'd see smoking rates rising.
The e-cigarette popularity, though, that is rising, Tom.
It is, and as it rises, smoking falls. That's a good thing. That's a win.
What about the suggestion and the research that's out there at the moment and various different figures from ESPA that look at the number of young people? 3% was the figure I saw quoted. 3% of young people took to vapes, some to quit smoking, others mainly for curiosity, and quite a large proportion as well, just merely, Tom, because their peers were vaping.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Kids try stuff, you know. The fact is that Healthy Ireland survey shows less than 1% of never smokers vape. I mean, that's a minuscule. It's not really a concern at that level. Yeah, kids are going to try vaping. And the thing is, these are the kids who would have tried smoking in the absence
not
of vaping.
Not necessarily, Tom.
I think necessarily, yes.
Well, do you know that?
I'll tell you. Let's look at it this way. Up until vapes came on the market, we had a steady smoking rate among kids of about 15 to 20%. Vapes came on the market and we're now down about 4% on daily smoking. I really, all the tobacco control efforts achieved very, very little.
I don't know if you can say that, Tom. Do you really believe that?
No, it's not what I believe. That's what the data and the figures show.
Well, I was listening to experts on News Talk Breakfast earlier this morning who counter totally what you're saying.
I didn't hear that, now I have to be honest. I read the article in the journal and the most striking thing about it was all this concern about teens and disposable e-cigs, but no sign of an over 18s restriction. You know, I mean,
would you agree with that? I mean, I heard some suggestion earlier today. Dr. Luke Clancy was on News Talk Breakfast, and he talked possibly about maybe looking at it rising to a suggestion perhaps of an age of 21. Would you be supportive of an age restriction on the sale of e-cigarettes, Tom?
Oh, 100%. We have been calling for an age restriction since 2014. I have no idea why it's not already on the books. I mean, Simon Harris was the minister at the time. He brought in the TPD, he amended it twice, and then he got on his hind legs in the Dáil 2 years ago and said, we're on to you, big tobacco. We'll stop you hooking another generation. Dear God.
What age would you suggest, Tom?
I would suggest 18.
Okay.
We have 18 for smoking. Why would you have vapes any higher? That would be utterly stupid.
Okay. Stay with me, Tom. I want to get other people's perspectives on this as well. The number today, actually, look, 1800 453 106, that's the number. I'd like to talk to people who maybe do vape, and you might explain why you started. What was the reason for starting to vape? Katie is with us on the line. Katie, you are 19. Is vaping common among your friend group?
Yeah, definitely. Just even like peers in general, colleagues, and I can say that none of them were chronic smokers before. Nobody started vaping because, you know, to come off cigarettes. And I know Tom was stating some statistics, but just from what I've seen in general, let's say not even just when you're out, but people would smoke, and I've heard people say, well, I just need the nicotine because they don't have a vape on them, or they just, like, you hear people saying they need the nicotine, and it's not it's all from vaping, because people vape so much more than they would smoke, because it's so easy, it's so accessible. You know, you can vape in the house, you can vape more than you could chain smoking in public, you know.
And the reasons as to why, Katie, your friend started to vape, you know, like, as some of the research is out and suggests that it's maybe down to curiosity because other peers are doing it. Like, what's the rationale for your friends vaping?
I think it is just seeing peers doing it and curiosity, because it doesn't seem as bad for you as cigarettes. You know, it's more appealing than cigarettes, so it doesn't seem as bad. So it's just general curiosity.
53106 is the number if you want to get in touch with us here on the programme. We do have another listener, actually. David is with us as well. David, I believe you vape. Well, what's your view on this conversation? Like, the idea of disposable e-cigarettes. Like, why did you start vaping?
Well, my experience of vaping has been nothing but positive, because I've been a 40-day, 20 to 40-day smoker. I've been smoking cigarettes since I was probably 15 years of age. Like, when I started smoking cigarettes back in the day, we could buy a cigarette loose. The shops used to sell them loose. So you'd buy one cigarette, and that's how I started. And it went down there, I went down to 30, 40 a day, and I literally couldn't breathe. I couldn't function at one stage because of cigarette smoking. And vaping has been just a revelation to me, because it's just changed my whole life. My health is much better, my breathing, my movement, everything is much better. Like, you know, so I think it's the best thing ever.
So you used vaping, David, to wean yourself basically off the fags.
Absolutely. Like, as I said to you before, I was on holidays one time and I was having a cup of coffee in a bar, and I watched a report on Sky News about vaping, and I was smoking a cigarette at the time. And what they said was, although it's not without risks, there was a study with Public Health England, and they had said that vaping is 95% safer than tobacco. And that was just, that was the moment when I said, look, enough, get off the tobacco and try something different. And it's worked. Brilliant. I love it. No, I still vape. Like, the vape is in my hand maybe continually. So that's the addiction. That's the thing about nicotine. People say cigarettes are a dirty, filthy habit. They're not. Cigarettes are an addiction. And I would say to anybody, young or old, if you don't smoke, you don't vape, don't start. Because nicotine is an addiction. Like, you know, I'm addicted to nicotine. It's not the smoke, it's the nicotine. So that's, like, I'm getting my nicotine now without the carcinogens, without the leads and the formaldehydes and whatever else is in tobacco. I don't get that now. I just get my nicotine.
So you still, even though you no longer smoke the 30 to 40 cigarettes per day, David, you do even now, you still vape now?
I still vape, yeah. I'm vaping now at the moment.
Are you? Right.
Like, as I said, it's an addiction.
Yeah.
It's a nicotine addiction. Your body becomes addicted to nicotine. And nicotine is extremely hard to wean off. That's why I would say to anybody who doesn't smoke or who doesn't vape, don't start. Because it's an addiction, and it really gets its claws into you, and it's very hard to wean off that addiction. That's why vaping, to me, although I'm getting my hit of nicotine, is a much safer option.
Yeah, like, okay, David, thanks for getting in touch with us. 53106 is the number. Another text in here as well from a listener, though, who says, I became addicted to vaping when I first started to vape. I feel much worse now for it as well. Another Tom has texted in to say, your guest suggesting that vaping has been around for 30 years. I'm surprised if the vast majority of listeners can recall this activity taking place more than 5 years ago. Another listener has got in touch to say, I smoked for 15 years when I was a teenager. I then used a very simple vape pen to gradually wean off the amount of nicotine. I was on a vape for about a year and quit. Haven't touched nicotine in 4 years now. I did find it helpful when used in the proper way. Peter has texted in, disposable vaping has helped me to stop smoking. I feel much better for it as well. Tom, you're still with us. You might just explain the difference, will you, though, between e-cigarettes and the disposable e-cigarettes, because that's specifically what we're talking about today, the disposable vapes.
Yeah, they're basically the same thing, except the disposable is designed to be thrown away once you've finished it, rather than refilled. By the way, it's not 30 years, it's 13 years, just to be clear on that.
Okay.
Those disposables are a real, like, there's a place in the market for them. They're ideal for somebody who wants to give it a try before they put in the money to a refillable device, you know. But the amount of batteries and plastic that they're littering the place with, there needs to be some kind of a return to the shop when you buy the next one system going on.
I know
they also come apart horrendously easily.
There is some concern, though, about the lack of sufficient data, though, Tom,
within the area of vaping.
The disposable vapes.
In general, the disposables, there is.
And like the fact all of the medical experts that I've heard talking about this today, I mean, I'm reading various different commentary here as well, you know, since earlier this morning as well. The Irish Heart Foundation too, welcoming the move, a step in the right direction. This is in relation to the expert warning on disposable vapes and the whole new generation of people being addicted to nicotine. But I suppose...
Not what they welcomed. No, they welcomed the FDA ban of Juul. I don't know why they would, since Juul isn't even available on the market here. But, they're right. The disposable vapes need to be controlled and regulated properly. The trouble is, in Ireland, we have failed to bring in an over-18s ban. We have failed to run a register of the notified products. I searched, I tried, I rang the tobacco control and the HSE, and they told me there's no such register available.
So these are all things you are in favour of.
Absolutely.
So anybody can go out. Anybody can go out at the moment, so and start vaping. There's absolutely no age restriction.
Absolutely no legal. Shops themselves, some of them are imposing a restriction. The trouble is that they're being passed around from one to the other, you know.
Right.
And they're this year's, those coloury puff bar, elf bar, whatever you call them, they're this year's fidget spinner.
Okay. So you would welcome the age of over 18. Katie, you're still with us as well. I mentioned that you're 19. Like, what age roughly were your friends when they started vaping?
Well, it's been recently that loads of people have started vaping. So my current friends started vaping, let's say, this year or last year. But so they would have been like 17, 18. But then also people I know that are 16, like, everyone just started vaping. It's more so that people started vaping within the last 2 years, from the ages of like 15 to my age. You know, it's not necessarily an age that people started. It's just so popular within the last 2 years. And that's when everyone has started.
Like the Irish Heart Foundation research, they actually point to an increase in both vaping and smoking rates among teenagers. And they say that teenagers who vaped were 50% more likely to try smoking.
Yeah, that would make sense, particularly because of people are addicted to nicotine from vaping. So...
Okay, listen, keep the messages coming into us. 53106, we just want to chat to people today, I suppose, who currently vape. Why did you start vaping? What was the reason for it? And maybe, you know, you're listening to Tom Gleeson there, who's a trustee for the New Nicotine Alliance of Ireland, and he himself is saying that he thinks there should be the age restriction of, you know, definitely 18 anyway. Declan has texted in to say, I smoked for 35 years, I'm off them for 5 now. I used nicotine replacements. But now I am actually addicted, he says. That's according to Declan. Tim has texted in, as a tobacco retailer, my understanding of vape products is that they are tobacco products and thereby are subject to the age limit of 18. Also, the appeal to young people, it's the sweetness and the flavours usually bought for nights out, not day-to-day vaping. We're going to be talking to a medical expert on this too shortly. 53106, that's the number if you do want to get in touch with us here. But Tom, Katie and David, thanks for joining us on the programme.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.